The Boston Red Sox go into Game 3 of the American League Championship Series tonight. The series winner goes to the World Series, and if you're a Sox fan, you don't want to think about what losing would mean. The Sox are trailing to the Yankees, 2-0. Their best pitcher is injured. They haven't won a World Series since 1918, when the team sent Babe Ruth to the Yankees. Now, as the series returns to Boston, Sox fans are trying to reverse the curse, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
It takes a lot more than a 2-game losing streak to faze Red Sox Nation. After all, if these fans were inclined to see the glass half empty, they'd have all of 86 years of heartbreaking defeats to bring them down. Sox fans can be relentless in their optimism, like 49-year-old Beverly Pratt.
I think they'll come back stronger. They'll see what they did wrong and come right back. So, let's go Red Sox tonight.
She's said it before, for sure, but this year, Pratt says, she's got more concrete reasons to believe. In the Boston suburb of Watertown, Pratt watches bulldozers level a house that was once home to the Babe's ex-wife. The demolition began on the very same day the Sox and the Yankees began their series.
This is breaking the curse right now.
You think?
Oh, I know. I know. Once that house came down, that's it. The curse is dead. We'll see.
It's hardly the first time Sox fans have seen such signs or latched on to superstition or even sorcery to try and exorcise the curse of the Bambino. They've held vigils at the Babe's grave. They've climbed to the top of Mount Everest to put a Red Sox cap next to a stone altar. They're selling bottles of what they call curse reverse water and curse reverse candles. And they're still trying to retrieve a piano that, according to legend, the Babe sank in a pond near his home in Sudbury.
The piano, I think, is probably the ultimate curse buster, so to speak.
Kevin Kennedy, who describes himself as just your average Red Sox fan, has organized 5 search and rescue dives to try and retrieve the Babe's lost piano.
If we take it up and play Take Me Out to the Ballgame, restore it, and boy, I don't see how the baseball gods can deny us.
Kennedy wants Red Sox owners to help find the piano, but so far nothing from a team that doesn't even really acknowledge the curse exists.
Really, I don't think denial helps anybody. I mean, we didn't sell just the best baseball player. We sold an icon. We might as well have sold the Liberty Bell. And again, I think you have to face your problems.
But it may be that those who do believe in the curse are the ones in denial.
These are normally, under normal conditions, pretty intelligent people. But now they behave strangely.
Boston University sports psychologist Len Zykowski says Sox fans may be latching on to this idea of a curse because it's less painful than the truth.
I think the diehard Red Sox fans deny the fact that for many, many years, the Yankees simply had better baseball players. They're really, deluding themselves.
As crews finished demolishing the home of the former Mrs. Babe Ruth, one fan emerged from the rubble with an old newspaper from 1951. In true Red Sox fashion, it was a story predicting that would be the year that the Sox would finally go all the way. Unfortunately, also in true Red Sox fashion, they never actually did. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Just to clarify one fact and avoid offending the baseball gods, the Sox won the series in 1918. They got rid of Babe Ruth after that, a couple years after.